With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Governor Steve Bullock says the reimbursement rate for Medicaid providers will be among the budget cuts restored after state revenue came in above his administration's projections.
As we close the fiscal year, we find that we'll have the ability to put about $45 million to restore some of the cuts that had occurred.
Bullock also said private prison company CoreCivic agreed today to a 2-year extension of its contract to run the Crossroads Correctional Center in Shelby, which will help ease the current state budget pinch. Bullock said money will go back to the State Department of Public Health and Human Services and possibly other state agencies that cut spending amid last year's projected budget shortfall. That includes restoring the nearly 3% cut to the reimbursement rate for nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and other Medicaid providers. A portion will also go toward mental health case management. Bullock says his administration will decide how to allocate the rest of the $45 million by September. Ballot initiatives to continue Medicaid expansion in Montana and increase mining regulations have both qualified for the November ballot. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton tweeted that information today. I-185 proposes raising tobacco taxes to fund Medicaid expansion, which is set to expire in 2019 unless reauthorized by state lawmakers. I-186 would require mining companies to guarantee that new mines would not require water treatment in perpetuity.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Fire managers from across Montana are reporting good progress today. Jeremy Nelson, incident commander on the Highway 37 fire outside Libby, says that fire grew beyond 50 acres, but it was due to a planned burnout.
We did that yesterday successfully, and everything is holding within our containment lines. So the fire is estimated to be about 70 acres.
The fire is close to the former W.R. Grace vermiculite mine. Firefighting efforts are taking longer than usual due to the need of specially trained personnel and equipment. The Reynolds Lake fire south of Darby is now 50% contained, up from 35% yesterday. Firefighters are working to locate and contain spot fires and are mopping up inside the perimeter. Winds have pushed the Wawa fire away from critical sage-grouse habitat on the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. That fire has burned 2,400 acres. Firefighters are allowing it to burn within control lines they put up. Vice President Mike Pence, during his stop in Billings, called on Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester to meet with the administration's latest nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
According to Monday's New York Times, Judge Brett Kavanaugh has met with nearly 24 Republicans, but not a single Democrat. Vice President Mike Pence said during a public rally at Metro Park Pavilion in Billings, Kavanaugh deserves support.
So today I want to call on Senator John Tester. Set politics aside. Give Judge Kavanaugh a fair hearing. Give him the support he deserves. And if Senator John Tester won't confirm a judge like Brett Kavanaugh, we need Montana to give us a senator who will.
Pence was in Billings to campaign on behalf of Republican Senate candidate Matt Rosendale and tout the Trump administration's agenda. Earlier this month, Tester's office issued a press release that said he takes a duty to screen the president's nominees very seriously, and that he looked forward to meeting with the judge in the coming weeks. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.